Yikes. There may have even been a girl or two whom we both coveted, but that was the extent of my contact with him. In the late 90s, my wife Cheryl and I were on a romantic ski vacation in Sun Valley, Idaho. We still felt like newlyweds, in spite of having two beautiful baby boys from whom we'd escaped for a rare evening out. Sun Valley is one of my favorite spots. It's old school, as the site of North America's first chairlift, glamorous, the home of Hemingway and early Hollywood royalty, and boasts one of the greatest ski mountains in the country. I'd been going there since the mid-1980s, and had always liked the mix of people you might encounter at any given time. One evening, at a big holiday party, I felt a tap on the shoulder. It was John Jr. "How've you been, man?" he asked with a smile. I introduced him to Cheryl. He congratulated us on our recent marriage. After a while, Cheryl went off on her own, leaving the two of us alone in the corner, watching the party move on around us. Even in this more rarefied crowd, you could feel the occasional glare of curious observation. A ski instructor passed by, a movie star, a local ski bunny brushed by John and flipped her hair. "How do you do it?" he asked, so low against the buzz of the party that I couldn't quite hear. "I'm sorry? How do you do it?" he repeated. "I mean, how did you settle down? You, of all people." I looked at him and he was smiling, almost laughing,